Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Bolzano Film Festival. I'm honored to be with Christina Meyer, who's here to be homaged with a career award for her work. Thank you so much for being here and welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
So I have to say that I want to start with what Vincenzo Bugno said about your work. He said it's time to give visibility to those who actually build cinema, imagine cinema, invent cinema. What do you think?
No, I'm not sure that we build cinema, but we are part of the building. I mean that's. And I think that he wanted, his focus is also at different professions. Yes, like sound and cinematography. And of course, I mean, film is a teamwork. I mean, you have the head, and the head is the director or the directrice. Like Yasmin Adspanich always says, directrice. But of course, it's really a teamwork. I mean,
you know, a very obvious question, but how do you feel about this award?
I was very honored, and I was actually very touched because it was something I was not counting on. You know, it was like coming to, I mean, Vincenzo called me, and I was really deeply honored.
Why did you become interested in cinematography? Why did you decide that you wanted to become a DOP?
I mean, it was a longer way because, I mean, as a child, I was very fascinated by films. And I don't know why, because nobody in my family or around film enthusiasts. So I was the only one, and I was always trying to get to the cinema. I mean, I grew up in a little village, so it was very hard to go to the cinema, but somehow I managed. So it was not, because I was coming out of a little village, it was not in my thinking that this is a profession. So it needed a longer time till I found out it is a profession. And then I started with 14 and 15 13 and 14 to make my own little short films, but without any thinking that this can be, you know, that it is more than a hobby. And then I went to Vienna, and in Vienna I found out that there is a film academy, and then I really needed at least 1 year to get the courage to try to enter it. So, and I tried it, and then I was there. And then, yeah, and then, you know, you study, you get to know other people who have the same interests like you, and then you're having friendships and, you know, working friendships, and then you grow together, and then the profession is there.
You know, I was thinking, while reading your biography and now talking to you, I was thinking about what I was discussing some years ago with the head of the Berlinale Talents, mm-hmm. about the fact that only in these recent years the percentage of women applying for jobs in cinema that are not, you know, actress or director are increasing, and only, you know, in the last two or three years, finally the amount is, I mean, applying to the talents, I mean, is reaching, they're finally understanding that they can do all those other jobs in cinema. What do you think?
No, I mean, I observed this at least since 10 years, because I'm teaching also sometimes at film schools, and I would say really since at least 10 years, even maybe a little bit more, the numbers of women are increasing, and now we have in a lot of years, there were at least 50% of women in the cinematography class. And this is a good thing. And the thing is, yeah, also, you know, with... No, I just read another day that, I mean, there was this TV series, X-Files. I mean, it was 10 years ago, and the main female figure was the talented in mathematics, in logical thinking, and, you know, she was the technician, more or less. And after this TV series, you know, a lot of, suddenly there was an increase of young women who studied then mathematics or whatever. You know, you have, I think that as more as you see, as more you think you can do it. And if you don't see women in certain professions, then you also think that this could be a profession. So if I, growing up in a village, if I would have seen this profession much more represented in TV or in films or whatever, I would have come to this idea much earlier. Much earlier. And this is something which is, you know, which says that you have to change the narratives. If you change the narratives, life will also change. You know, it's just a question of that.
Talking about that, how was when you started in terms of women equality in the film industry? How was when you started, and do you think that things have finally changed? I mean, not an imposed or fake change, but that things are finally changing, really changing.
No, when I started, it was really, Austria was a non... I mean, there was no female cinematographer. There were two Austrian cinematographers, both left the country. One went to America, the other one went to Germany. But in Austria, there was nothing. And also at the film school, there was also, at the time when I started, there was only one female student or none. So there were, you know, I couldn't see somebody. I mean, it was like... But it is, of course, changing. But sometimes I have the feeling that now people say, yes, you have to be a woman to get a job. But, you know, just count it. And if you count it, then you see it's still not much. I mean, and especially as higher the budget, as lesser you see women. But it is changing. I mean, and it's in Germany, we founded a group called Cinematografinnen, which is a kind of... It's not a union, it's a kind of club. Organization for German-speaking female cinematographers. And this is fantastic. Because, first of all, and it was founded to make us visible. So it started with a website where we are all on it. I would really say that 90% of all the female German-speaking cinematographers are on this website. But the greatest thing what happened is also that we talked. You know, we got to know each other, so which makes us very strong. And, you know, like, we call each other if we have a problem. We call each other if we need something. We call each other, you know, which is such a fantastic network. It became such a fantastic also home base, you know, for a professional home base. I mean, it's not because there's also this, you know, the Society of Cinematography in Germany, you know, the association, the BVK and AAC, which are fantastic. They are political, working for rights, but the Cinematografinnen is, you know, for this representation for female cinematographers, and therefore this helped a lot. And I hope it will change, because, I mean, you know, cinematography is a very hard job, but to be a nurse is a very hard job. To care for somebody, you know, who is ill, it's a hard job. To be a lawyer is a hard job. To work as a waitress in a hotel is a hard job. So this can't be, women are working hard and they know how to work hard. So this can't be an argument that there are less women.
I was thinking about your work with Jasmila Osmanić, and I was curious, what would you say that is the key ingredient, like the secret behind your artistic collaboration and friendship? How do you work together? Do you share a vision?
I think we share vision. And the thing is that Jasmila is one of the person who have so interesting thoughts. She is somebody who surprises you. You know, in the way of thinking. And, you know, there are not many people... who are surprising me so much, and I learn a lot. You know, it's another thinking. Sometimes I have the feeling it's sometimes a thinking from another age, you know, from coming from another time. And somehow, you know, we share the vision of, in a way, you know, Jasmila wants to change the world how it is. And this is so, this is so strong that it's bigger than her. Like it's hard to explain differently. And she's one of the most non-corruptive person I met. And when I talk about this, I don't know another such courageous person. She's for me one of the most courageous person. And this means something because I know what I'm talking about. It's not harmless, you know, it's...
Why did you also choose Liszt as the adult film to understand a little bit more of your work, you know, for the audience? Why was it important?
I think also because it's another view on a women's biography and how we described it. You know, I think I'm pretty sure there's a similarity or there are some connections between Liszt and Quo Vadis Aida. I mean, it's to create also other narratives. Maybe that's why, you know, this, especially this view on Marie-Thérèse Paradis. I mean, there were a lot of films about her life. I mean, I think there were two other films about her life. And there was also always another focus. There was always the focus, the love between Mesmer and her and whatever, you know. And we try to have another focus. It's a focus of a certain emancipation of a woman, you know. And also a focus on this, you know, to be a monkey, you know, to be like, to be as a net, you know, as Naturwohn, you know, how do you call, not a Kinderstar, you know, to be a children's star for piano, you're treated like a monkey. And it's her, you know, how to come out, how she, in very, very small steps, you know, because it's not the big drama, it's not the big, you know, I liberate myself. But it's a description of these very, very small steps, how she, you know, somehow find her way. And also she's still captured in the time. You know, you can't go out of certain corset. But she managed to widen this corset.
One last thing. Since you are also a teacher and besides, you know, sharing a vision with Jasmila Zbanić, you've worked with other directors, what would you say that it's the first thing that a cinematographer can do to understand the director's vision? Like the first step in joining a film, let's say, the making of a film?
To stay curious. To stay really curiosity is one of the main motors, and to stay curious what the director thinks, you know, to find out, to try to understand what he looking for, you know, what is the essence, you know, the inner essence of a certain scene, the whole script, you know, and to stay curious to ask and to. But curiosity, anyway, is I think the motor of everything.
Thank you so much, Christine, for being with us.
Thank you very
much. And congratulations for the work.
Thank you very much.
And we've been talking to Christine Meyer at 36th Bolzano Film Festival, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.